This is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
It's difficult news, a difficult day of news here on The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. We appreciate you being with us as we cover the tragedy in Las Vegas. And let's return now to Puerto Rico, where 12 days after Hurricane Maria, residents are still dealing with widespread power outages and long lines for food, for water, and for gasoline and other supplies as well. Emergency responses continued over the weekend, aided by the U.S. military and FEMA, but the effort is still being hampered by disorganization on the ground. The mayor of San Juan, Carmen Yulín Cruz, had this to say.
I am done being polite. I am done being politically correct. I am mad as hell. I beg you to take charge and save lives. We are dying here.
The White House has faced criticism for that lack of organization, and the president responded with tweets criticizing some officials in Puerto Rico and saying some want everything done for them. David Begno joins us now by phone from San Juan. He's a correspondent for CBS News. David, thanks for joining us once again.
Good to be with you.
David, I understand you're there without internet service yourself. What's the latest on power, gasoline, critical resources where you are?
Look, only 5% of the island has seen its electricity restored. The majority of the island is still in the dark. The majority of the island is still without power and the ability to communicate via cell phone. However, let's talk about the positive points. Lights are coming on in the city of San Juan and other larger municipalities where officials are able to reestablish some connections. We're finding out that people are making calls with landlines. Cellular communication is still nearly impossible, though.
David, what's the latest at the port where there were thousands of containers stacked up waiting for distribution and authorities were having so much trouble getting it trucked out of there to be distributed?
First of all, they've got more drivers who are driving those supplies to the store shelves where they're needed. Number two, there are still shipping containers that are sitting there waiting to be emptied of supplies. A week ago, there were 3,000. Today, there's still about 2,000 that are waiting to be processed. Here's what FEMA's doing. FEMA's going in and actually purchasing the supplies that are meant for those private companies. They're purchasing those supplies and getting them out as fast as they can.
General Jeffrey Buchanan, the three-star general in charge of this effort for the federal government, David, said himself a couple of days ago that authorities don't have enough troops and equipment to handle the logistical lift here. Is that the case, and is there a surge now of U.S. troops to be able to do more?
I went to the general within the last 24 hours, and I reminded him of what he said, and he said, you're right, I did. He said, but more is on the way. I said to the general, I said, is a three-star general satisfied that more help is still on the way 11 days after the fact? Why do you still need more help 11 days after the hurricane hit? And he said, listen, I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. I could always use more. And then I went to the governor and I said, Governor, you have said every day we're doing as much as we can, but more needs to be done. I said, what more do you need in order to move this out of the emergency phase? And he talked about, I need personnel, I need financial assistance. And then he perhaps was the most candid he has been since the hurricane hit, and I've interviewed him every day. He put both hands on the podium, he lowered his voice, and he essentially said, if Congress doesn't pass a financial aid package soon, there will be a mass exodus of Puerto Ricans to the U.S. mainland.
And David Begno, you mentioned lights coming back on in San Juan and some of the larger towns around Puerto Rico. We've talked so much about the interior, the mountainous area, and the smaller towns. What's the situation there?
In the dark. We went to Utuado yesterday. Store shelves are bare. There's no bread. There's no water. None of the essentials. People are still bathing themselves in creeks and streams and from water that's dripping off the side of the mountain. There's no running water, no power, and neighbors are helping neighbors. In and around Utuado, one of the local leaders had set up a water filtration system. So when you hear that Puerto Ricans need to do more to help themselves, know that we have seen it happening across this island.
You mentioned people hearing that Puerto Ricans need to do more for themselves, and you're echoing the words or the tweets of the president of the United States, who said that some in Puerto Rico want everything done for them. David Begno, for people on the mainland, a lot of this has turned into a PR war, a press war between the president and anyone who criticizes him. Is that media skirmish reaching the people on the ground in Puerto Rico?
I have not met one Puerto Rican on the ground here who has mentioned the president of the United States. The only thing they mention is, I need more. I need more water. I need more food. Every mayor we've talked to says, I need more supplies. I need more from FEMA. I need more from the private sector. No one has mentioned the president.
So what needs to happen now, this day, this Monday, David, tomorrow, Tuesday, the most urgent needs, what needs to go on?
It's the question no one can seem to answer, because every press conference every day with the official starts the same way. We hope today is a better day than yesterday, but it's still an important day. It's the same thing that they've been trumpeting since day one. I keep asking them, what do you need in order to move this past the emergency phase? And you get a runaround sort of answer. That's just the truth.
David Begno, correspondent for CBS News on the ground in San Juan. David, we appreciate your reporting.
You bet.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And as we just heard, aid is arriving in Puerto Rico in response to Hurricane Maria. But 12 days later, organization and distribution are still major problems. President Trump defended his administration's response in Puerto Rico numerous times over the weekend and at the president's golf club tournament in New Jersey.
We've saved a lot of lives. We've done a really good job. And now we're bringing the people for distribution.
Jeremy Kolniedyk has a different view. He's the former head of U.S. Foreign Disaster Assistance under the Obama administration and currently a senior policy fellow at the Center for Global Development. Over the weekend, Jeremy tweeted that the Trump administration's response so far in Puerto Rico has been disaster management malpractice.
That was particularly referring to the White House's management of this. It was very much my experience when I was in government that the tone set by the president was vital to orienting the overall response, particularly in something like this, which is so difficult and complex. And so the closest analogy I could draw from my experience would be the Ebola outbreak, where that too came on the heels of several other major events. In that case, the potential famine in South Sudan and Iraq falling apart after Mosul fell and a group of Yazidis were trapped on Sinjar Mountain. So that happened when we had our hands very full and, you know, felt at that point like we were doing all we could. But the reality was it was not proving to be enough. And it really took the leadership of our agency and the president himself saying to us, this is where the priority sits and whatever you need, we will throw at this problem and we will fix it. So to think about this event in those terms, and referring specifically to that Washington Post report that came out Friday night, Saturday morning, about how the president spent that first weekend, you know, the malpractice, in my view, was the fact that the White House appeared to really take its eye off the ball in those first days of this. That was the period where they needed to be identifying exactly what do we have on our hands here, and what do we need to be throwing at it. And they did eventually start doing that. From what the reporting says, it appears that process didn't start until Tuesday, which was 6 days after the storm made landfall. So you do have to wonder how much further along this would be had they started accelerating it much earlier and, you know, had the White House and the president himself been paying closer attention over the weekend.
So is that time lag that you're talking about, is that what accounts now for this dual situation that we appear to have, which are reports of lots and lots, tons and tons of aid arriving in Puerto Rico, but in many cases, it's just not getting to many of the towns and villages that need it?
I think that would likely be in better shape had they accelerated earlier. You know, that is a distribution logistics challenge, and it's not unusual in an island environment in particular that you face huge logistical difficulties moving things around. And so, you know, the classic sort of chain here is you need to clear the ports so you can get stuff in, and you need to then clear the inland distribution channels so that you can move stuff out. And that's where airlift becomes so important. And, you know, it's a little hard to tell from some of the official reporting from FEMA and DOD just how much they're doing in terms of airlift. They reference it, but they're not talking about we did X number of sorties a day, at least not anywhere that I've seen.
Meanwhile, Jeremy, the message from the top, from the president, at least publicly, while all of this goes on, has been a skirmish with the mayor of San Juan, criticism for authorities in Puerto Rico while praising the federal response. In your experience, and maybe you didn't experience anything quite like this, is the president arguing with people on Twitter at a time like this? Is it helpful? Is it unhelpful or irrelevant to the overall operation?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say I never experienced anything like this under President Obama. It's deeply unhelpful. And I thought that, you know, some of the things you're hearing out of the FEMA administrator and out of the governor of Puerto Rico set the tone much better, which was to say, we are doing a great deal. We are working very hard, but we know it's not yet enough. And I think that's the message here. When the response is inadequate, if the president is saying inadequate, that sends the wrong tone, both to the people who are affected and to the, you know, the people who are working for him.
Jeremy Kneindike, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Jeremy Kneindike was the head of U.S. Foreign Disaster Assistance in the Obama administration.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.